This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Okay, with nothing happening.
That means no.
On the Mavs trade front.
Not necessarily. It really does mean we'll see in this point.
With nothing going on in the Mavs trade front, based on all reports that we understand, that basically the Mavericks said, okay, we'll go field calls. We'll see who's interested. And then from what I heard from Skin earlier, there's evidently in the midst of all this phone calling, Harrison Barnes' name popped up with the Sacramento Kings, so they might have a little interest there. Ooh. And that might be the thing.
Now
maybe
we can
that's
get Marvin Bagley.
Maybe that's how this all actually happened. Maybe somebody said, "Hey, let's throw a name out in the world and just see what happens." And all these people start calling, and you start to get to gauge interest of everybody. Well, that people are calling, they're like, "Well, we're not really interested in Dennis, but you know, what do you guys think about DeAndre? We're not really interested in Dennis, but what do you guys think about?" So maybe that's what happened. Maybe this is a good thing for the Mavericks come trade deadline. But at the moment, and we talked about this yesterday, Colby, the Mavs are now in a weird position where Rick Carlisle, who was very hard and has been very, very, very hard on this player for the entirety of him being a Maverick.
Right.
And I guess over the last couple weeks, he tried to back off a little bit, but Dennis had had enough. And Dennis is like, I can't work with this guy. He's not giving, he's kicking me in the rear and never giving me a pat on the back. And it's really getting too much for me.
It's all stick and no carrot.
Yeah, exactly. All stick, no carrot. Fantastic. And that's where Dennis is. I don't know if it can be reborn. I don't know if it's as simple as when Rick goes and sits down and watches film and says, "All right, here are all the good things you do." And then Dennis is like, "Man, you know what? You're right." Or if they have to go sit down and have dinner and a happy hour and dessert. Mm-hmm. Obviously not cake, because cake's overrated.
Yeah, cake's
but,
bullshit.
Maybe a nice vegetarian lunch.
Maybe a nice vegan lunch, yeah. Or I don't know exactly what it's going to take, but Rick is going to have to essentially not bow down to this kid, but make a relationship work somehow. And hopefully he does it in a very smart way. We think Rick's a smart guy. Hopefully he does it in a smart way where he still has the power over the team and he gets Dennis Smith Jr. to work together. Now, the other question is, this team can't keep a freaking lead. This team has not looked good. But there are moments where you're like, whoa, they're awesome. So are they in a position right now to compete, or are they stuck in the middle? And will this kind of thing, which when this offense slows down, when Dennis Smith Jr. and Luke are on the court together, it does slow down. Will that just keep them stuck in the middle for this season? And, Kevin, I do believe if they're stuck in the middle, they still lose the pick.
Yes, because the pick is only top five protected, and you never went out in the lottery. At least this franchise never has. So I think I wouldn't say you're stuck in the middle. And the only reason I wouldn't say that you're stuck in the middle is because you're building. So I think you like could be in the middle, but you're ascending. Whereas in the past, when you were stuck in the middle, I really felt that you were stuck because you had a whole bunch of older players and you were like, hey, maybe it'll somehow just get better. But it won't. Like, Dennis Smith Jr. conceivably could get better. Maxey could conceivably get better. I know we've kind of been waiting on Powell for a while. Finney Smith could get better. Luka can still get better. And so you can look at that and say, okay, all of these components on your team could still get better. So I understand what you're saying about being in the middle, but I don't think you're stuck in the middle.
Okay. Is there a move that they can make that's going to change it? Just continue to go with this group and hope that this group grows? Because whatever thing format they've put together is not working. There's no team defense. There's an offense that like dries up for long spells, and now without J.J. Barea, you don't have that extra spark plug to add into this thing and turn the microwave on. I don't know, lots of words.
Oh, man, I didn't know what microwaves ran on spark plugs.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I still go back to one of the discussions we had, even though this is not the team that has continually been brought up in some of these different trade possibilities, is Bradley Beal. Bradley Beal is intriguing to no end, and the idea of running essentially your backcourt with he and Luka, I mean, let's go. Like, Bradley Beal would be one of your older players at, I believe, 25 or 26. So that's still acceptable. And so and he's already, like, it might sound odd, but he would theoretically instantly be your best player. I know some people will be like, well, not better than Luka. I mean, probably he is, though. Like, will Luka be better than him? Well, sure, I get that because Luka's played half a season. But Bradley Beal is a damn fine player. So that name instantly jumps to mind. But when you bring up the concept of Sacramento, like, I'm not saying that they would do this, but whether it was Sacramento, Orlando, or Phoenix, you start to run wild with, do you push the youth movement even further back? Like, would you have been trying to pick up a Bagley or a Bamba? And I would wonder why that team would abandon them so quickly. But, I mean, if you're trading Dennis Smith Jr., it's only a year longer that you've had him, and now all of a sudden your best two players are, you know, 20 and 21, depending on what you think about Harrison Barnes. And so you push the youth movement back, but maybe your ceiling goes even higher.
I guess Donnie and Mark are the ones that are opposed to moving on from Dennis. And
you can add me to that list.
Well, but I mean, in as far as the front office of the Mavericks, yes. Yeah, like, I mean, maybe every once in a while they've listened to us. We've talked to Mark a couple times. But evidently those two are the ones that are like, you got to figure out how to make this work somehow. We drafted this guy. We stunk really badly for the last couple of years because we had this commitment to this. You can't just bring a guy in and then run him off. That's not how this is going to work. Somehow you got to figure this out. Is it ever going to get to a point where the players win over the coach with this front office? Because Mark's been very adamant that it's very difficult to find somebody to run your business that you trust. And he talks about it in that manner. And that's when he's talking about his head coach. And he's like, look, when you find somebody that can run your business that you know is good, you want to keep them. And Rick could go, he'll coach anywhere else. I mean, if somebody wanted to hire him, they could immediately. If he wanted a job somewhere, he'd get hired immediately.
Sure.
But is there ever going to be a point, and I guess, I don't know, maybe Luka's the only one. And I heard Sharif ask this. Does Luka have the power at the moment to walk into the front office and say, keep Dennis?
Now, I'm glad that you said that because that thought had crossed my mind. I wonder how much stroke Harrison Barnes has in this situation, but I definitely think already Luka does because they've already decided, like even by shopping Dennis Smith Jr., that hammered home that they had decided that this kid is the cornerstone. Like Dennis Smith Jr. could be a cornerstone, but this kid is the cornerstone. And so when they made that decision, that instantly amplified how much sway he has. And so if he went to Cuban and said, hey, I would rather, now I'm not saying this would go down like this, but if it did, if Dennis Smith Jr. went to Cuban and Donnie and said, I would rather you keep Dennis than Rick, that's something you have to kind of sit back and go, oh, okay, well, I guess we have to talk about some more things then, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, because that's your player right there.
That's your franchise.
That's your LeBron. And I mean, look at what LeBron's done throughout his career. There's never been a coach that's satisfied what he wants.
No.
Now, every time he gets an opportunity to run a coach off, he does. Now, I'm not saying Luka's going to do that, but this is a person that you're looking at. I mean, you saw the numbers. This dude's numbers, he's got numbers that put him in Michael Jordan rookie category.
Right.
Like the company he's in is that status. And this guy is here to win championships. He's not here to be a great player. He's here to win championships. He wants to win at the highest level. That is why Luka wants to play in the NBA so he can be the dominator.
I mean, and if you don't believe that, just look at what was the last thing he accomplished in his EuroLeague. They won the championship. You know, so like that's the goal. He's out there to collect titles, not friends or whatever else.
He's the first rookie since Michael Jordan to record at least 25 points, 5 rebounds, and 5 assists in 4 straight games. Just wanted to throw that back out there, man. Anyway, so
anytime you just say since Michael Jordan or the other comparison you heard before was since KD and LeBron, I was like, yes. No, I will accept all of those things.
He's the only, him and Jordan are the only ones since the ABA-NBA merger to do this, by the way. So it's not like it goes back and all, like all these other guys do it. The other question I have is, And I heard Dawson talk about this earlier today, because listen, we tolo. You know, we're just like you guys. We tolo all day. I heard Ben say that earlier. He does. He texted me the other night during a segment and was like, hey, you need to correct this. Maybe there's a moment where Dennis Smith, and we've all experienced, maybe Kevin, I don't think you've experienced this, where you say, you know what? I'm not happy where I am. I want to go somewhere else. And you get out there and you find out nobody wants you. You find out nobody wants to hire you. And you're young and you're like, oh, I got all these things in front of me. And then all of a sudden you're sitting there going, oh, crap. You know, Dennis has done everything possible so far. He's shown, you know, I'm going to try everything I can through the first 20-something games, 30-something right. games to make this thing work. But then all of a sudden he shut it down. Well, maybe after the Mavs have come back and said, look, we can't find anybody that's willing to give us a good trade. Maybe he's sitting there going, hold on, let me go out. Maybe he's selling his agent. You go out there and find me a trade. You go make something happen. And they're like, look, we can't. Nobody's willing to give them what you think you're worth, let alone what they think you're worth. And maybe that's the one thing that can make him go, okay, I got to get back in the lab. I got to get back and do the things I need to do to raise all of my value.
I do wonder about that, because that has to be exceedingly humbling. You have your idea of how good you are and what you're worth. But then when you go out to the open market and see that, like, nobody else really possesses that idea of your value and what you're worth, you could, like, if it was just one team, you could be like, I'll show the Mavericks. But if you go out there and every team feels the same way, then I would hope at that point you'd take a step back and be like, oh, huh, okay, so it's not just the Mavericks. There are other things at play here.
So basically, in a nutshell, the Mavericks tried to trade, and the things that came back on the trade were, meh, I don't know if we want to do that. And then you have Cuban, and you have Donnie going, well, we really want to keep this kid.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I'm going to remind you, you have two alphas in a room. Mm-hmm. I said this last night. You have two alphas in a room. And there is now a fight over whose team, what's going on between these two guys. One of them leaves every single time at the end of that. So if it's not Dennis.
So it never happens where one licks the wounds and then says, all right, I'm part of the pack.
Even if the ultimate goal is already being attained and you're just looking to keep it going, Kobe, Shaq.
Yeah, my counter argument to that would be it was a long time before one of them left. Like, they were beefing for, and they won championships in between.
Yeah, it's nice when everything's going right and you're still beefing, but you look up and go, man, we can't get any better than this.
Dirt
that's
Nash.
What keeps it going.
Yeah.
What?
That's what keeps it going. Right
Russ
now,
KD.
There is no gold that keeps you there.
KD and Russ.
Yeah, or Harden, depending on what you think about it, because word is that Harden got tired of it, and that's still to this day, when you see what those three are accomplishing individually, it boggles the mind that the trio of Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, and James Harden, who MVP, 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 they could not win a championship together.
Well, I mean, but their first attempt, they lost. Right, their first attempt, they weren't able to do it, and so then Harden was gone.
Yep,
and so by that point, that thing fell apart. Where, I mean, if they would have just stayed together, they could be the Warriors right now.
I agree.
They could be that team.
They would be better than the Warriors. I mean, I'm serious about that, because, like, who are you going to take, Steph, Clay, and Draymond, or KD, Westbrook, and Harden? Good God, that team could score 200 points in a game.
But KD was like, KD and Harden were looking at it going, nobody can beat LeBron. And Steph and Clay were like, no, we can. Watch. We will. We'll do it again. We've done it a couple times now.
Poor Russell Westbrook just stuck with his team. Well, not that poor, because he got like a $200 million contract. So, you know, things have turned out okay.
So things could get worse for this Mavericks group.
Absolutely.
You know what the great thing that could happen, though? Maybe Dennis does get humbled a little bit. Comes back, puts whatever work it is in play. This team rises up enough to get into the 8th seed and does something. Maybe they compete and learn together. Maybe they even grow into a dynamic duo that finds another third piece. Maybe it grows just enough for Dennis to raise his trade value enough to where we get something grand in return and are still able to get a draft pick in addition to that. So there are a lot of things that could play out for this team. And right now, the Mavericks have a lot of the control over where Dennis Smith winds up. He doesn't have the LeBron type or Kawhi-type power in this situation because he's only played 1 year and he hasn't proven to be that successful yet.
Here's the fall apart part. 92-93, you get Jim Jackson, you win 11 games, and then you pick up Jamal Mashburn and you move up to 13 wins, and then you get Jason Kidd and you move up to 36 wins, and you're like, here we go, and then it all blew up. And then you continue to be the worst franchise. So,
and then we finally got Michael Finley in a trade.
Yeah, let's just not do that other part.
Okay, all right.
And we'll be fine.
No Tony Braxton, baby. We're okay.
Yeah, right. You keep her away from this team.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.